This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bill Dorman. Economic growth in Hawaii is slowing. Visitor numbers are slipping. More confirmation of that out this morning, as you just heard on the news. Hotel occupancy and profitability measures are down, and while unemployment's still relatively low at 2.8%, that's its highest level since the end of 2016. At the same time, several local publicly held companies have reported strong earnings in recent days and weeks, especially financial institutions. Just last month, the Council on Revenues cut its expectations for tax revenue growth for this year by more than a full percentage point to 3% on, quote, the expectation of lower economic growth and lower than expected tax revenue growth. The Council's next report's about a month away. The University of Hawaii's Economic Research Organization report last month included, quote, a more downbeat view of economic prospects than previously. Its next report comes out in about a week. Our first guest this morning is a big part of both of those groups, Carl Bonham on the Council of Revenues and the Executive Director of UHERO. Carl, thanks for coming in, and not asking you to sort of give away any forecasts, but on the trend line, you sound cautious about this economy.
Cautious is, yes.
A polite way of...
Yes. No longer so much cautiously optimistic, just more cautious. Mm. We've been talking about the prospect for slowing growth for a couple of years now. And then in our last report, we said, okay, it's here.
Yeah.
And it's continuing. Mm. Through March, we're growing total jobs at well less than half of 1%. As we expected, the data for 2018 was revised down sharply from 1.7% job growth to 0.6% job growth. So that was a much lower rate of growth of job growth, and that growth rate is continuing to slip. And you saw the visitor spending numbers from today. So in real dollars, that's more like a 4.5% decline. And so real visitor spending has been not slowing, but declining, right, since it peaked roughly March or April, maybe May of last year. It's just been on a steady slide.
And you were saying before that spending per visitor right now is at its lowest rate since 2010.
Since 2010.
Yep. In real terms.
Right.
So the broader implications of that in terms of the broader economy for Hawaii, how much of a hit does that represent?
Well, that's why you're seeing, in part, that's why you're seeing job growth as weak as it is and income growth as weak as it is. The major drivers of Hawaii's economy, obviously the big one is tourism. The sort of other large ones are state and local and federal government spending. Mm-hmm. Federal government spending and state and local government spending aren't adding growth to the economy. They aren't adding jobs to the economy. So if it's not tourism and it's not construction, I mean, so everything's kind of at a high level, right?
Right.
So don't get us wrong. Mm-hmm. The economy hasn't slipped dramatically. We're not in a recession, we don't think, at the moment. Mm-hmm. We're at this high level. We're just not growing. It's like the ship is just sort of stalled in the water. We're dead in the water right now.
And that's, you know, you look at trend lines in terms of, as an economist and looking at those overviews, and the trend lines are not necessarily encouraging at this point.
No, not at all. Yeah. For jobs, it's flat. For income, it's relatively flat. So roughly 1% real growth in income last year. For population, it's down.
You know, that's another factor that I wanted to talk about. And new census figures out in terms of the net out migration. Again, in terms of when you take into account international immigration to Hawaii and birth outpacing deaths in Hawaii, there is growth. But in terms of that net out migration domestically, basically more people going to the mainland, that has longer term economic consequences.
Well, it does. And So right now, we don't have data for the 2018 military population.
Mm.
If you look back at 2015, 16, 17, it's really military population outflow and their dependents.
Mm.
So between 2015 and 2017, we lost between 7,000 and 8,000 combination of – it was about 2,000 military personnel and about 5,000 dependents.
Mm-hmm.
And that accounted for most of that out-migration. We don't know what 2018 was. I mean, I don't have any knowledge of big troop movements or anything like that.
Right.
So it's highly likely that some of this is people sort of voting with their feet and saying, okay, so put the in our upcoming report, we'll have a chart that shows income growth by sector for the U.S. and Hawaii. And for the U.S. as a whole, you look at, say, construction.
Mm-hmm.
Income is growing very markedly, 4 or 5% real income growth in contracting nationally, not
Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
No.
So, you know, you have a choice of where you're going to live. And while we don't want to leave our families and our homes and so on, people do that. And so presumably some of that is what's going on.
So a more difficult question within that economically in terms of looking at what are potential engines or areas for growth, what do you see?
Well, in order to keep people here or bring our Keiki home or Kamaina home, you have to have the kinds of jobs that they want and that allow them to you know, make a living and afford the high cost of living. So all of those are at interplays. And so that, you know, there are many efforts at play trying to grow Hawaii's innovation economy.
Mm-hmm.
The university is focused on this. And we have an accelerator at the university now, Accelerate UH, that is trying to help entrepreneurs create new businesses. And some of those are businesses that will keep some people here.
Right.
And you know, this is very small, you know, although we have several accelerators in the state that are world class, right, that have won awards.
And success,
and we're making progress.
Success stories on a micro level, but seemingly it's a broader, almost changing mind frame more broadly when
absolutely.
You talk about a
yes.
macroeconomic direction for the state.
The if you're talking about a mindset change in the innovation space, that has definitely happened. But you've got to keep in mind that it's small. So we don't know. I mean, in our forecast, we're not forecasting that the population is going to continue to decline like it has.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, I mean, other things at play here are just demographic factors that, you know, have been at play for 20, 30, well, forever. Mm-hmm. We're simply having fewer children.
Right.
Right. Number of births and the birth rate has been declining in Hawaii. It never recovered after the Great Recession, which was kind of, it's pretty odd. Usually when the economy is doing really well,
there's
you have
bounce
more births.
Back, right.
It hasn't happened this time because it's being overwhelmed by the demographics. And this is true nationally as well. So we're not unique in that regard.
You know, you mentioned the military before. How much of a factor is that within the broader economy, and how do you track in terms of likely contributions? Because that's wrapped up with policy and other sort of intangibles, right?
Well, so if you look at total federal spending in the islands, it amounts to something like 16-17% of the Hawaii economy.
It's a big chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. On another front, on the private sector front, we have been seeing bank earnings in particular just very strong and reflected not only in revenue growth but in something like, you know, stock prices up, you know, more than 20% in several cases so far this year. What does that reflect, or what, as an economist looking at that, what does that tell you? How significant? What do you make of that?
Well, without digging into those numbers, I mean,
and individual cases. Are,
I mean, and I hear this when I talk to friends who are in the banking industry on all the islands about, you know, their loan growth is good. They're not experiencing loan losses like we would during a sharper downturn. And the interest rate environment has been favorable. I don't know if their deposits are growing, what the, you know, average size. So in other words, does how well it connects to the overall
broader
health
picture
of the economy. Because you can have financial services industries do well even when the economy is not doing very well if the interest rate environment is changing.
So on that longer view of the economy, that broader view, what should people be watching?
I think people just, they need to be aware that the overall economy has slowed really markedly. And there's not a lot of reason to think that we're going to rebound to some of those sort of strong growth years like we saw back in 15, 16. And when you're growing this slowly, it doesn't take much to tip things over the edge. I mean, you talked about the rising unemployment rate. It's up almost 0.75%. And granted, it's still low, and people still talk about having a hard time finding workers and qualified workers. But it's not going to take too much of a continued slide in real spending by visitors for this growth rate to turn from slow to nothing.
Caution.
Yes.
Economic caution. Carl, thanks very much. Carl Bonham, Executive Director of the University of Hawaii's Economic Research Organization. Thanks for coming in.